Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When You Face Change, written by Katie McCown, read by Liz Canoy. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. The sound of my steps bounced off the walls as I moved from room to room. Though this place sat empty, my hopes and dreams seemed to saturate every corner. This home would be my very first place with my husband Luke. Just a few weeks before, two major life moments unfolded. First, my husband began his career in professional football. Second, Luke and I held hands and shared vows before God and each other. So with our dog and our dreams, we packed the trunk with wedding gifts and headed north. The fall brought news of yet another change. We learned we'd be adding our first child to the family. By springtime, nursery prep was in full swing. After a long weekend of work, I plopped down in the rocking chair. I envisioned raising my boy in this room. Oh, the stories we'd read and lullabies we would sing. The hugs and snuggles we'd share. I shut my eyes happy that night with a heart brimming with expectation. If only I could press the pause button right there. But life doesn't have a pause button, does it? The next morning, I opened my eyes to the news we'd be moving, effective immediately. Less than 1 year after our future felt so full, we packed all those expectations into boxes and sealed them with packing tape. We scrambled to relocate and rebuild in a city on the other side of the country. But just as we hit our stride in this new city, we found ourselves facing the same reality again. A late-night phone call bore the news, you're moving again, tomorrow. 14 years, 6 teams, and 6 kids later, it's safe to say the road has been anything but predictable. Those first years of football taught me how quickly a game can rise and fall. A score is only exciting until a mistake positions the other team to tie the game. A mistake's only disappointing until a score puts your team right back in the game. At first, I watched Luke's games on pins and needles. I soared with successes and fell apart at failures. Whether we won or lost, I left every game exhausted from the roller coaster ride of emotions I experienced. I think life can be like a football game. Rises and falls, highs and lows, sometimes every day. In the midst of these uncertainties and surprises, we have two options. We can filter our view of God through our ever-changing circumstances, or we can filter our circumstances through the unchangeable character of Christ. Today's key verse reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Our circumstances may rise and fall, but we don't have to go with them. When we cling to the unchanging character of Christ, we can weather the winds of change. I've started to watch games differently now. Sure, I celebrate the successes, but I don't hang on the high points and assume it's all smooth sailing from there. I also don't dwell on the low moments. I might sigh, I might even scream, but I don't let the low moments determine the next moment. Let's celebrate the highs in our lives, but not let them soften us to hard work. Let's celebrate the highs in our lives, but not let them soften us to hard work and perseverance. Let's learn from the low points, but not let them sour us to expectation and anticipation. Most of all, let's choose to fix our eyes on the one who never changes, the one who steadies our souls no matter what we face. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are sure. I can always count on you because you will never change. Thank you for a safe place to fix my eyes when everything else seems unstable. Only you are my rock and my fortress. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.